You're listening to Weird AF News with Jonesy.
A 2-year-old smokes 40 cigarettes a day, and his parents don't have the heart to stop him. This is a story that I came across actually a few weeks ago. I wanted to put out there because I was just astounded to find out that a toddler's smoking 2 packs a day. So the article goes on to say, many smokers pick up the habit of smoking at an early age. Yeah, well, not this early. This is a little too early, I would say. Would he come out of the womb smoking a cigarette? Yeah, it was a smoking womb. Hey, there are probably not too many who started as early as this smoker, Rappi Pamungkas. This is an Indonesian 2-year-old who apparently started smoking by picking up discarded cigarette butts nearby his mother's market, which older boys would then light up for him. And now, reportedly, he's addicted, and he smokes 40 cigarettes a day. So he began smoking butts in the alley next to his mother's market. Didn't the mother see this? She didn't catch this at an early stage? I mean, how do you miss a 2-year-old smoking cigarettes? I mean, how do you not see that? When you hold your child, and he smells like Marlboro, I mean, like that, you know, red flags is all I'm saying, right? Yeah, it shouldn't escape you. Well, I mean, it says that she doesn't have the heart to stop him, but I mean, maybe now. But like, even at the beginning stages, didn't have the heart to stop him. Soon after starting, I'm trying not to lose my mind completely on this story. I just want to, because the way that people parent their kids. Look, I don't have kids, so it's who am I to critique it, but I still need to critique it because you people give way too much power to the kids. It's outrageous. It's outrageous. I mean, if you listen to Weird AF News, you know that I was smacked around. I was told to shut the hell up, and I'm grateful for it. I mean, I needed that. If I started smoking at 1, what do you think would have happened to me? What do you think would have happened to me? If I started biting on Tide Pods, I mean, This is behavior that comes out of a culture that doesn't hit the kids and discipline the kids. You could argue you shouldn't hit them, Joe. Look what happens when we don't hit them. They eat Tide Pods. Like, what are you talking about? I think the evidence has now come in on what's been happening when you don't severely discipline children. I think the evidence is rolling in and the data is here, and I think we know what needs to be done. All right. You want to go toe to toe with me on hitting the kids? That's a whole other argument. But let me remove that and say not hitting them. But you need to be very firm, disciplinary with your children. That doesn't come out right. You need to be firmly disciplining your children. You figure it out how to do it if you don't want to smack them. You got to do something. Apparently, this little toddler's, it's unfortunate. This toddler's a full-time smoker and addicted. This is so sad. So sad. Now, Rappi has allegedly been addicted to smoking for over 2 months. And this article's a month old. So we're talking 3 months of addiction here. Oh, man, this is a shame. Apparently, he likes to have coffee with his cigarettes. Who's giving a 2-year-old coffee and cigarettes? I can't. His mother has admitted to supplying her young son with 2 packs of cigarettes a day. She says that without them, her son would throw tantrums. Tantrums? Can't handle a tantrum. No, I'd rather take 30 years off his lifespan, than have him, you know, kick some dirt. I mean, what the hell? He's been smoking every day for around 2 months, she says. If I don't give him a cigarette, the child goes berserk. If Rappi doesn't get cigarettes, he cannot sleep. He'll start rampaging and crying. Rappi's parents have attracted some harsh criticism online. Well, good. They're planning to take their child to the doctor in order to help him break the smoking habit. Rappi's habits serve as a warning to parents, the article says. Failure to say no to your kids can quickly spiral out of control. Yes, are you parents aware of that? Saying no, I know how hard it is. Oh my God. I mean, I've been around so many of my friends and their kids, and they won't say no to the kid. They will not say no. It's unbelievable. And it's like, well, why, you know, I asked one of them, you never say no to your child? You know, I don't understand. And she was like, well, you know, I don't want to let him down. And I'm like, well, you realize you're ill preparing your kid for a life that's really one big letdown. Really? Like, let's talk about this for a second. This is why kids, they get into adulthood and they stumble into a depression. They're like, the world isn't so great. The world isn't filled with yeses. No, the world isn't filled with yeses and hugs and free shit. It's not. This is why I got a vasectomy, guys, because I can't. Can you imagine me raising a kid? I mean, it would just be, I'd go to prison. The kid would call the cops on me on day four. Assuming a four-day-old could handle a phone. I don't know. What do you guys think about this smoking situation, though? I mean, how harsh do you got to be with your kid? You got to step up your game here as a parent. You got to put a stop to this, you know? And if it means hitting your kid to make him stop smoking, I think it's worth it. That's just my opinion. But what do you think? Call into Weird AF News. Weigh in on this. Some of you are parents, I'm sure. Although a lot of you are very weird. I hear your call-ins, and in the back of my mind, I'm like, whoa, hope this isn't a parent. You'll be happy to know that I have an update on the cannabis lobster situation, and I got some more calls in about it, which is great. It's weird. Of all the articles you guys like that resounded with you guys, it was the marijuana lobster. Okay, so officials stop a Maine restaurant from sedating the lobsters with marijuana. So the government has moved in now. They're like, hey, now listen, you can't be getting these lobsters high, all right? You got a permit for this cannabis? They probably took all their cannabis too, this restaurant. I don't know. Let's get into the details though, because I'm very curious. State regulators have put a halt to a Maine restaurant owner's experiment of sedating live lobsters with marijuana smoke before they are cooked, at least for now. Yeah, these are the same people that I covered the article for last week. Charlotte's legendary lobster pound in Southwest Harbor is getting some of its lobsters high before cooking them. The owner, Charlotte Gill, a registered medical marijuana caregiver, said Saturday she was working to change her procedure after, quote, a technicality under the Maine medical use program and a remark that she got from the health department. The Maine health inspector program was investigating, and the state was looking into whether the medical marijuana was being used appropriately, because I'm sure there's nowhere in their rule books that talks about getting lobsters high and then serving them to customers. In case you're new to this story, in an experiment, the owner of this restaurant put a lobster in a box with a few inches of water. Marijuana smoke was blown into the box. She claims the lobster was calmer because of this. And she was going to use this as a way to sedate the lobsters before she killed and served them at the restaurant. Because apparently, some people claim, happier lobsters taste better. Plus, a lot of the lobsters, when they were high, ate a bunch of, like, Twinkies and Three Musketeers, and so they actually tasted better from that angle as well. I'm just kidding. Oh, man. Now, she wrote on her Facebook page after the officials had contacted her that she says, we are completely confident that we'll be able to proceed as planned despite the recent backlash. She says, keep in mind, this meat is presently not available at my restaurant. We don't expect it to be for a little while under the circumstances. However, we will make absolutely sure we have all our ducks, I mean lobsters, in a row. The active ingredient, marijuana, THC, does not affect the lobster meat, she said. It breaks down at a temperature below the temperature at which lobsters are cooked. So it's impossible for humans to become high off eating a marijuana-sedated lobster. But you will, maybe you'll get high from the happiness that the lobster is imbued with when it's high on marijuana, as some of my callers claim to be the case. So that's just an update on the high lobster thing. I'm waiting to see some other stories about some other animals that are getting high. Like, what's going on with the chickens? What's up with the chicken industry? You know, I hear that they live in a terrible condition, those mass-produced chickens, and that they're destroyed, that they're killed in a very, very just in, I was going to say inhumane, but in-chicane way. Is that a word? Did I just make up a word? Guys, I made up a word. Hey, Jonesy's making up words on Weird AF News. A strip club has been closed down after they discovered that people were using food stamps to buy lap dances and drugs. I didn't know food stamps could go so far. I didn't know that. I thought you were only relegated to buying food with the food stamps. That's what I always assumed. I didn't know you could buy other shit with them, including drugs and lap dances. Had I known, I would have applied for some food stamps. And I would have drove right to the strip club and had a grand old time. Oh, ecstasy and strippers, ecstasy and strippers, ecstasy and strippers, ecstasy and strippers. That's the theme song to my next birthday party, if you guys want to go. I was just playing. Okay, I'm sorry, let's get serious here. As if, you know, an article about buying lap dances for food stamps shouldn't be treated seriously. The Ohio Liquor Control Commission revoked the liquor permit of Sharky's Bar. Sharky's Bar, which pronounced in with a Boston accent, hilarious. Sharky's Bar. Hey guys, we going to Sharky's? Hey, meet me at Sharky's Bar. I like Bacardi and lap dances at Sharky's Bar. Now, Sharky's is an adult entertainment establishment. And effective at the close of business Thursday, investigators revoked the liquor license after they found that food stamps were used to buy lap dances. That was their way of... They couldn't shut it down, apparently. They just, like, revoked the liquor license, which, in a sense, I kind of shut you down anyways. But if you're selling drugs, then, like, you probably don't need to sell liquor, too. You could probably keep going with the... Because lap dances and drugs is still a good time. It doesn't have to be lap dances and beer, you know? I'm just trying to brainstorm some ways in which Sharky's Bar can continue operating. Agents began investigating Sharky's in May. Why do I sound like Christopher Walken all of a sudden? I'm going to do the rest of this article as Christopher Walken. Agents began investigating Sharky's in May. During the investigation, agents were able to purchase drugs and lap dances using food stamps. Surprisingly, food stamps got you a lap dance. So throughout the five-month investigation, agents reportedly exchanged. The agents went in with food stamps and were like, let's go undercover and buy. Can you imagine being the agent that did this? I mean, you got to be like, wrap your head around how weird my job is. I host Weird AF News. That's pretty weird. But it ain't as weird as your job being going to a strip club and trying to get lap dances for food stamps. That's crazy. And a job I would like. I'm not going to lie. That would be a cool job. I would be into that. I don't know what they got paid to do that. But just a free lap dance and would be just what a grand old time. How was work today, honey? How was it? Smell my collar. Throughout the five-month investigation, agents exchanged $2,400 in food stamps to purchase. This is what they bought. Lap dances. Amazing. They bought heroin, fentanyl, carfentanil, cocaine, and methamphetamines with food stamps. I mean, I can't even understand how you get food stamps. Why would you want food stamps if you're selling these drugs? What are you going to do with these food stamps? Do you take twice the amount of the street value of the drug in food stamps? And then you're like, okay, let's do it that way. Be like, all right, you want some of this meth? It's $50 cash or 100 in food stamps. Like, is that what's going on? What about the strippers and the lap dances? Like, what, a lap dance? Oh, it's $20. Or, I mean, if you want to give me 40 in food stamps, I'm amazed. This is the second adult entertainment establishment liquor permits that a liquor permit has been revoked by the Liquor Control Commission as a result of an Ohio investigation into food stamp and drug trafficking this year in the Dayton area. The other location, the Harem, lost its liquor license last year. Crazy. So I guess in Ohio, man, if you got food stamps, you got yourself some lap dances. Good to know. I have a new Patreon, or patron rather, Jaylene Escobar. Just joined my Patreon and over the weekend, and I just want to give Jaylene a big, big shout out. Lots of love. Big shout out from Jonesy. And let you know, Jaylene, I really appreciate that. That was so cool. When I get a new Patreon, I just get so excited. It's just such a... I check the Patreon, I'm like, oh my God, somebody new! Yay! I'm up to like 18 now. 18 people. Which is amazing because I thought I only had 9 fans this whole time. So weird. I'm high-fiving myself. There you go. So thanks, Jaylene. If you guys want to donate to the Patreon, it's pretty simple. Just go to Patreon.com patreon.com/weirdafnews. There's a link in the description of the podcast. And you can, you know, give Jonesy a couple bucks a month towards his coffee and drug addiction. Just kidding. It's coffee. Well, you know, caffeine is a drug technically, and I'm enjoying some great cold brew right now, which is cool. Got some call-ins. Thank you so much, those of you who did call. I want to address the calls. A Floridian called in and said, "Hey, maybe we're crazy down here because we're so close to the Bermuda Triangle." And maybe you're right. I never considered that. Hey, look it. Why not? It should be part of the conversation at least. I mean, I'm open to it. And then a shout out to Philly guy for calling in. And Jay from Sacramento, who's one of my biggest fans. Jay, I covered the story about the guy doing fake balls months and months ago. You got to go back and I thought you listened to my shit, man. I thought you were a true weirdo, man. I'm just busting your balls, but seriously, no pun intended, busting your balls. Are your balls real or fake, Jay? No, seriously, I covered that guy. I mean, I don't know how long ago it was, but I covered the story about the guy who makes and sells fake balls for dogs after they get their balls taken off. And I was just astounded as you were and kicking myself in the balls for like, you know, metaphorically speaking, for not coming up with such an idea, because he's made tons of money off it, and people make money off the dumbest shit. And you're right, I was angry that fart man was making money off his viral videos, making more money than me, and somebody who works really hard at Weird AF News. That guy just you know, lets his body do natural flatulence, records it, and then makes a ton of money. That just doesn't seem fair to me. Hey, if you guys want to call into Weird AF News, I love hearing from you because you guys are weirder than me, and it's great. Number 646-450-2012. You can email me, funnyjones@gmail.com. Reach out on Instagram, @funnyjones. Love that. @funnyjones on Twitter. And Comedian Jonesy, one word, on Facebook. Love you guys. Hope you have a great week starting today, Monday.
I was up New England this weekend visiting relatives, and Roscoe, that whatever they did, that test with weed with the lobsters, with Roscoe, well, they did it to a whole lot of other lobsters too, man, because it all backfired. Roscoe came out of the water or something. Next thing you know, I seen him on the corner. He had a little sign, "We'll work for weed." And then I said, "Oh, man, check this shit out." I didn't know what was going on. So then I walked down the next block. There's lobsters that are hooking, you know what I mean? They're all tricking, trying to get money for weed, you know? And I was like, "God damn, man, this shit is crazy. Where am I at?" Now you made it all clear to me. But they went crazy with that shit. But wow. Thanks, man. Peace out.
Okay, Mr. Jonesy, I am not the weirdo. The weirdos live in Florida, as you said. I lived in Florida for a hot minute. And after I discovered that the southern part of Florida is actually within the Bermuda Triangle, it explained a lot. It really did. And also the fact that a lot of people decide to live 2 feet above sea level when you have Gulf storms and Atlantic storms, and they're just like, forget about it. I'm just going to live here and not fucking care. I just really just question their mental status. The influx of tourists from Canada, you know, they call them the snowbirds. Interesting. That's a different topic. But yeah, I think it's the Bermuda Triangle thing. So you might want to check that out. Just saying.
What's cracking, Jonesy? This is Jay. What's going on, man? It's Monday morning. I'm listening to your wonderful podcast on my way to work. And as usual, I heard some weird stuff. But, bro, nothing as weird as what it seemed like. Almost, you missed the obvious with the dude that took his kid to the park to screw. You wonder why the cops arrested him. Like, did it say anything about the charges? I mean, I'm wondering, why was he watching? He was watching two kids screw, bro. That's child pornography, all kind of shit. Who knows if he wasn't recording it? That makes it on a whole new level. I mean, he got arrested in his car after hours. Were the kids in his car too? Were they screwing in the back of the car? Did they walk off in the park? I mean, what? That is crazy. Man, that's, to me, is mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. How the hell do you take... Why? Because why couldn't he just screw him at home? Screw her at home. I mean, that makes no sense to me. Why at the park, bro? That's so shady on so many different levels. And another thing, man. Mr. Fart, bro. Mr. Fart guy. He pissed you off, bro. I can tell. The fact that he makes money off the stupidest crap just really pisses you off. And I completely feel you, man. Because I heard something the other day that pisses me off. It's going to be kind of long, so I want to tell you this real quick. But, this dude, I heard, makes fake testicles for dogs that get neutered. So, you know, if your dog gets his balls chopped off, this dude makes fake testicles so that instead of your dog having no nuts, he has balls, basically. And it's like, why the fuck would the dog care if it has balls or not? I mean, his shit got chopped off. You know, he's not a cosmetic... Dogs aren't cosmetic animals, you know, I mean, they're not vain. You know, I mean, I don't really think he cares. He has balls. But my big thing is, this dude is a millionaire now, bro. A millionaire. So many people have bought his fake nuts that he's a freaking millionaire, bro. All because he thought, let me make fake balls for dogs. Bro, now he makes them for elephants and all kind of crap. I mean, it's just ridiculous, bro. Cornered the market on fake balls because they make them for humans, but not animals. And I guess this dude just... it's ridiculous what people pay for. God, I wish I had thought of it. Man.